Yo, this is Alex from, I was about to say the Tribe Podcast. Oh my God. AK 96 Podcast.
Hey, what's up? This is your boy Kyle. Hey, before we begin, I just want to go ahead and give Alex his shout out in Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm 4. My man said I called him out on Insta, you know, for to run that fade, and he got the W, so. But hey, look, if you know, you know, that is Alex game. You know, that is his. But he can get the smoke with anything else. But look, I just have to be a man about it and let y'all know.
Thank
but
you, sir.
Welcome to listening. But now we got a good one for y'all. As y'all know, yesterday was
Mental Health Day.
Yep, Mental Health Day. Mental Awareness Day, October 10th. And I felt like, you know, this would be a good topic for us to talk about. But other than that, just to hop right into it, bro, mental illness. I mean,
it's very common.
It is very common. I feel like it's more common because everybody's realizing that, hey, you know, we're all going through stuff. You know, other than that, I mean, stress. What is mental illness? It could be for me. It could be stress. For me, it's stress.
Stress, anxiety.
Anxiety
is more common.
Exactly.
And then you can have the more serious, like depression.
Right. Right.
Or all that good. I mean, not good stuff. All that stuff.
Right.
And then I mean, because everybody's gone through it at least one point or another. Because I would say depression is more like that's like you really don't like need like medication for that. But
right.
Everybody goes through like bouts of like sadness.
Right.
Like at times because right. That definitely happens to me. Has happened to me
right.
From time to time.
Right.
You know, going through my situation. But it's all good, though.
Now, I know for me, I think for myself, I'm more of a stress person. Like, I think about stuff way too much than I need to. So I start overthinking too much, and I come up with different scenarios. Oh, it could happen like this. It could do it like that.
Oh, yeah.
And I just put myself in just such a rush, you know, and other things, too. So just learning how to slow down, you know, and really just creating my own reality. But knowing, you know, when to take a step back is really key. And that's what I'm saying. I'm going to say beginning of the year, like, I felt like everything was going so fast for me. Like, I was I was doing, like, 20 different things. I was on go, you know. I was just, you know, physically, emotionally, mentally, just drained.
Exhausted.
But, you know, now I'm taking the steps to really, you know, take care of myself physically, mentally, and emotionally. My mom, you know, she puts me on a lot about crystals, about the earth, about sage, incense.
I know a lot of my homegirls would love to hear about that because I don't care about it, but it works for some. If it works for people,
chakra
I respect
balance,
it.
Like all of that is real.
I respect it.
You know, so myself, what I do, I have sage, and I'll sage myself. If it was a long day at work, you know, I'd go home,
need it.
And I do it just like that bill. You know what I'm saying? So, I definitely take the steps to, you know, really take care of yourself. You know, if you feel like you're 110, you know, dial it down to 5. Don't give it your all. But that's just me. You know, I sage. I try to meditate, you know, a couple hours a day. You know, I can't even lie to you. I can't even lie. Not a couple hours a day. You know, at least I'd strive for at least 5 hours meditation a week. Because, I mean, if you don't do it a lot, you know, obviously going into something and say, oh, I'm going to meditate every single day. That's, you know, kind of hard, you know, if you never did it before. But, that's what I do. But what about you?
I think for me, whenever I feel like I'm overthinking like crazy, I always try to I usually go out to just do something, whether it's hang out with somebody or shoot, even like retail therapy. You feel me? Like that helps a lot. But recently, it's more so like working out. Recently, like the past month or two, that's been helping me a lot. I like doing that a lot. I like doing something physical. It's gonna improve me as a person. And it just helps my overall mood because I feel like I accomplish something during the day when I do work out. And also DJing has definitely helped because I like my creative juices to be, like, flowing. I like to just exercise my mind. And plus it
100%.
Takes my mind off of everything else.
100%. Yeah, just doing whatever, you know, makes you happy, pretty much.
Sure.
But, yeah, I mean, and nobody should really get bogged down, I feel like. And I feel like as a community, you know, we
Especially black people.
You know, exactly. I feel like we should all give each other techniques or, you know, and just willing to listen. You know, some people, you know, they just need somebody to talk to. You know what I'm saying? You know, you may be tired of hell. You know,
all the homies.
Hey, man, you know, I just need somebody to talk to, you know. So, but nah, y'all, you know, never get bogged down, you know.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Have your, I guess, I think it's appropriate. Have you dealt with somebody that has, like, anxiety before, like, in a relationship type of,
Relationship-wise?
Yeah, relationship-wise, have you ever gone through that?
I wouldn't say it was something that it was, like, a complete issue 100% of the time. Like, I dealt with it, but it was like, certain situations.
Okay.
But it wasn't like times 10. Like, I was like, oh, snap. Like, you need to, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, my girl right now, she's pretty chill. I shouldn't say pretty chill. She is chill. She's on the same level and vibe as me.
Mm.
You know, so it's cool how I can bounce off, you know, rather than somebody that's just
wild.
On 10. You know, it's like, because me as a person, you know, I'm more as, you know, hey, you know, chill, relax, you know, hey, let's, you know, let's figure it out rather than, you know. But like I said, I can get myself to that height where, you know, I'm stressing about everything, you know, because I'm overthinking. But, you know, just by slowing down, you know, controlling your reality and your space, that helps.
Now, I learned that about that more recently, like dealing with, I guess, relationship entanglement, whatever you want to call it. a person with anxiety, like, I mean, it's very, it's an interesting thing because you just have to kind of understand them and just feel for them. I think, I guess with mental health, a lot of people don't have empathy. Because, like, as dudes, as men, our dads always taught us, especially my dad for me, from, like, Jamaica. Oh, my God, bro. You got to be tough 24/7, bro. But I'm just not cut that way. But you just got to be tough 24/7,
my dad was tough, too. My dad was, he wasn't Jamaican tough, but my dad was definitely tough. But I also have my mom, who also, you know, told me and my brother it was okay as men to express our feelings. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, crying 24/7, but, you know, I say what's on my mind. And that's how I still operate as a man, you know, at 23. You know, if I feel something's off, if I feel the energy itself, my main goal is to expel that energy. Mm. So if I feel something towards anybody or something, I'm going to address it. But no, yeah, never keep
it. I think, yeah, that's another thing, too. But I mean, I wouldn't say it. Yeah, I guess it kind of does deal with mental health. But, like, I guess holding on to, like, grudges and, like, just petty problems. Like,
yeah,
before I used to, like, entertain the thoughts of it. And now it's just, like, it's whatever. I don't have no problems with nobody.
Yeah, and that's really all it is. It's just removing that energy from your space.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm learning how to do. Right, exactly.
Like, nah, it's not worth it. None of arguing is not worth it.
Arguing is definitely not worth it, you know, because you can be gone just like that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And you don't want to have that on your chest. Oh, that was the last thing I've said to him or her, you know.
Oh, yeah, shout out to that. Actually, if I wronged anybody, I apologize.
No, real talk. I don't have no beef with anybody.
No,
you know,
beef.
I don't want to start beef with nobody. You know, I hope you living good, I'm living good.
Exactly.
So, you know,
that's
I wish
everybody.
Peace, love, and blessings to everybody.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
I wish peace and love to everybody. Y'all need the blessings.
But no, I mean, if I ever have wronged you, if I, you know, said you, and, you know, and you just never let me know, and I'm just out here being a jerk.
Yeah,
you know what
being
saying?
A dickhead.
Let me know. I apologize, but I think I'm pretty good.
I
think my face is clean with everybody. You feel me?
Yeah, I mean, in the past, of course, we was wilding, but now
we
got mature stuff. So, you feel me? Can I get a for that?
Mm-hmm.
We lit now.
but most definitely. But, I mean, to cap it off with the mental illness, I mean, if you ever feel bogged down, like I stated, you know, shit. Like I said,
you're right.
I mean, get yourself to a good place.
Oh, also go see
know.
A therapist.
Yeah,
talk to somebody. Therapy is like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
I mean, man, people don't trust it, especially in our community. Don't really trust it too much. But therapy is probably one of the best things you could do to talk to somebody because you need to get that stuff off your chest. Like a lot of beefs and a lot of problems would be avoided if people would have just talked it out.
Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, I'm going to just touch upon the the sage, I mean, you know, those and crystals, those.
I keep thinking about Naruto, bro, every single time you say sage.
The sage. No, but I mean it's real. And I mean, if you have any questions, I mean I'm gonna post a little stuff, little gems here and there on the Instagram page. And when I'm, you know, like I said, I'm rebranding my Instagram, my personal page as of right now, so I'll be posting more things about that. But like, that stuff does help, you know, you having elements of the earth, you know, here protecting you, you know what I'm saying? All aspects of yourself. So, I mean, I hope you guys are doing good. You know, like I stated, if you feel bogged down, you know, do what makes you happy.
Go talk to somebody.
Talk to somebody, meditate, get yourself out that space. And like I said, create your own reality to the point where, you know, you can be happy.
Oh, and also unplug from social media.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, that should have been like the first thing I forgot to say.
And we only have 5 minutes left, but exactly. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say deplugging is... What Big Sean said something really powerful on his album.
Oh, man, shout out to that.
Disconnect to reconnect, and it's true. You have to unplug yourself. With social media, we're unplugged. We are plugged into everything.
Literally, 24/7.
You know what I'm saying? So we have different people's views, ideologies, you know. We have everything, you know, at our disposal.
And we don't even be thinking it.
Exactly.
We're influenced so much.
I mean, deplug. I remember when I first did it, I deleted Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, I deleted everything. I was just solo dolo on my phone. Only time I needed my phone was somebody wouldn't hit me up.
Exactly. Text me.
So definitely disconnect to reconnect. It helps, you know. You kind of start to, when you start really comparing your situation to other people, is when it's time for you to you gotta go.
Oh, bro,
you gotta go.
That's how you know it's time for you to, like. All right,
and that's bad. And PSA, never compare yourself to anybody. You know, you are not, you know, lesser than myself. You're not lesser than these celebrities. You know, you are still you. You know what I'm saying? We're all on our own path. We're all on our own journey. So never compare your situation. It takes time. Trust the process.
Yeah.
Last week we recorded off our phone. This week we got mics. Exactly. Trust the process.
And we got the soundboard back.
Y'all wouldn't have known, but hey, look, I'm willing to keep it real. But like I said, disconnect to reconnect. You know, find ways that, you know, you get yourself to a happy place, you know, to a place where, like I said, you can be happy 24/7, and that could be anything you want. But like I stated, you know, I'm going to throw little gems about the crystals other stuff.
You feel me?
But how you feel about what are you doing? Because I know you told me about you were going to do something like that.
Oh, what?
Disconnect to reconnect.
Oh, disconnect? Yeah, I'm trying to use Instagram a lot less. But, I mean, obviously, I still use it every day. But use it way less, and then you be on Snapchat only for conversations. I really don't care to. I still post stuff clearly, but just not as much.
Right.
Like, I mean, I get like people like post like mad stuff throughout the story all day. I get it. They have like, they love quotes to post, but it's just I just don't care to do it anymore.
No, Snapchat. I haven't really used Snapchat like that since high school.
Yeah,
I mean, Snapchat, occasionally I throw it on there, you know, just to be active, but. But yeah, when I stopped using Snapchat, it wasn't that hard because I was barely using it. But like you said,
I have it for conversations mainly.
But nah, I mean, definitely disconnect to reconnect, y'all.
Yeah, and everything. That's 2020, man. We're gonna get over this hump. Yeah, maybe next year, maybe 2022. Yeah. But we'll all be good.
But I have to say, I'm very thankful for this year because it's really taught me a lot. So whatever 2021 is going to bring, I'll be prepared for it.
I'll be grateful.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be ready for it.
So, new year, new me. I mean that.
I'm ready for it.
You feel me?
We're going to be old.
Quarter life crisis coming next year.
We're going to be old, man.
But we about to wrap this one up, y'all. All
right, y'all. Hey, appreciate you listening, y'all. It's been a long day. It's been a long day. But hey, y'all, boy, y'all, everybody be good. Peace, love, and I wish blessings to all.
I wish the same thing for everybody. I mean, there's no problems. We live in life. You feel me? We live in our best life. We trying to.
I'm trying.
Exactly. We trying.
A couple of weeks.
You feel me? But go share this.
Share, repost.
Like this. Give us a 5 stars on it.
Subscribe.
All platforms. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts.
And there's
Spotify,
no excuse. Google, I mean, Play. We're on Apple. We have, we have
everywhere.
iTunes. We on Spotify.
We everywhere.
Man, we on my PlayStation. Like,
we everywhere.
No excuse. No Android. Excuse. Apple. Google.
Get it.
What else we got?
Everything.
Everything. Bro. We on everything.
We out, y'all.
All platforms.